Igniting Souls Audio Blog, Episode 2, The Deeper Path Payoff, brought to you by CarrieOberbrunner.com. Are you a soul on fire? Take the free Igniting Souls assessment and find out at CarrieOberbrunner.com. Many times when I meet clients, they tell me initially that they have an income problem. And you know what? I tell them they don't. They kind of look at me a little bit surprised and they say, well, what do you mean? I lack money. I know what they mean when they say they lack money, but money's not the problem. They really lack clarity. I'm going to share with you in the next 9 minutes a pretty powerful paradigm. Let me say 6 words first. If you can, jot these down or at least think about them. And then I'll explain what I mean. Clarity, competence, confidence, influence, impact, income. Let me say it again. Clarity, competence, confidence, influence, impact, income. You see, most people say that they struggle with income, but really they struggle with clarity. Let me give you a story, because I think we remember stories better than words. Look, if you were a restaurant, just pretend you're a restaurant, a drive-through restaurant, and somebody comes up to you, right, and they say, look, I was told by my friend that I should totally eat at this drive-through restaurant. You, what do you serve? Now, most people don't know what they serve. They want to go pro. They want to go from day job to dream job. And then you begin to talk with them and you say, well, what do you want to do? And they're really not clear. And if you pulled up to a drive-through restaurant and your friend said, hey, you got to go to this place. And if you asked the window, you said, what do you serve? And those people said, I don't know. Would you eat there? The second question is pretty important too. Even if they didn't know what they served, if you said, well, how much does your food cost? And they said, I don't know. Would you eat there? You probably wouldn't. Most people that I talk to when I ask them about this little imaginary story, they say, I would totally drive away. And that's exactly what happens when you don't have clarity. You see, clarity attracts, but confusion repels. And a lot of times when people start out in their businesses, people are repelled by them, and they're not sure why. And it all starts with clarity. Let me give you a quick story, absolutely true story. It illustrates this whole deeper path payoff. Clarity, competence, confidence, influence, impact, income. When I first wanted to go pro, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but I knew that my day job wasn't the final resting place. It wasn't the ultimate ideal situation for me. And that's what most people start with. They start with this pain that their day job is not the right place. And I tell people, the fact that you feel something is a good sign, even if it's pain. Because dead people feel nothing. So the fact that you feel something, even if it's pain of leaving, celebrate that fact, because it means you're not too far gone. So I went to this conference and I was way out of my league. Everyone there looked so successful. And here I was. I felt like I was in the wrong room. Maybe you've had that experience before. Psychologists call it the imposter syndrome, where you feel like if people knew the real story, they wouldn't let you into the room. Well, I sat down at a certain table. And at this table were speakers and coaches. And for some reason, they were all talking about the topic of books. And none of them had written a book. And they were voicing the fact that they were struggling. They were struggling to get this goal accomplished. And I was sitting there, unaware of my own competence, but I knew that I had written 4 books. So I listened to their questions. And that's one of the first keys. You show up filled up, and you listen, and you make it about others and not you. You see, I could have kept thinking about myself and how I looked and how I sounded, and the focus would have been on me. But instead, I turned my attention to the others, and I began to listen about their frustration and how they couldn't find an agent and how they started to write their book, but they weren't sure where to go. And I began to ask questions about, had they written a proposal yet? And they said no. And I said, well, if you're trying to write your book without a proposal, it's kind of like trying to build a house without a blueprint. And they got on the topic of agents, and I said, well, if you do get an agent, do you know that they're going to take 15% of your royalties? And again, they had never heard these things before. Finally, they turned to me and said, where are you getting all this information? And I said, well, I've written 4 books before. And they said, do you have any? And I said, absolutely. And I showed it to them, and they were amazed. I kept adding value to them. The next break, they began to tell other people about me. And sure enough, on different types of breaks throughout the day, others came up to me and said, I heard you're the book guy. Well, that evening, I skipped the gathering, and instead I went to my hotel room, and I wrote out a one sheet, a sample program. I called it the author coaching program. And a one sheet's very simple to do. You write out who, what, when, where, why, and how. Again, that clarity was turning into competence and then confidence. The next day I walked down to the conference, and sure enough, a few people from the day before said, you know, yesterday, what you said really influenced me. And I began to think about it all night, and it impacted me. And I thought about my own situation, and I want to ask you, do you have any type of program that will help me write my book? Can I hire you? I'd love to have you help me, and I'm willing to invest in this process. Little did I know at that time that what I had actually done the day before was I had walked down the deeper path payoff. It started with clarity, and then it moved to competence, and then confidence, and then influence and impact. And eventually, these people invested their income. In fact, that day I walked away with 2 paying clients. And so I want to challenge you. If you say you have an income problem, I really believe that you have a clarity problem. Because I believe that if you walk through those first 5 steps, then income will not be a problem. People want to invest in those that they think know where they're going. They have clarity. They know that they can get people to a certain place, competence. They feel very secure about that. That's confidence. People began to listen, influence. They began to be affected, impact. And then they want to invest through income. Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls audio blog. Make sure to subscribe in iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And remember the words of Ferdinand Foch: the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.